When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the words of the Gospel, may all sins be forgiven. My dear brothers and sisters, gathered here on this great day, Merry Christmas to you and your families. On this day, the liturgy invites us to celebrate with joy the great event of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. On this day, the ancient promise is fulfilled. The time of waiting has ended, and the Virgin gives birth to the Messiah. On this day, God answers the ceaseless cry of the peoples, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. The eternal word has taken on our mortal flesh and dwelt among us. The word has entered into time. Emmanuel, God with us, is born. We have just heard in the gospel the shepherds speaking to one another. Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. And then the evangelist Luke continues to narrate. So then they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All that the shepherds saw was a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. One who, like all children, needs a mother's care, a child born in a stable, who therefore lies not in a cradle, but in a manger. Pope Benedict XVI comments that God's sign is the baby in need of help and in poverty. Only in their hearts will the shepherds be able to see that this baby fulfills the promise of the prophet Isaiah, who proclaimed that, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder." He was quoting from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 5. Exactly the same sign has been given to us today here. We too are invited by the angel of God through the message of the gospel to set out in our hearts to see the child lying in the manger. God's sign is simplicity. God's sign is the baby. God's sign is that he makes himself small for us. And this is how he reigns. He does not come with power and outward splendor. He comes as a baby, defenseless and in need of our help. He does not want to overwhelm us with his strength. He takes away our fear of his greatness. He asks for our love, so he makes himself a child. God made himself small so that we could understand him, welcome him, and love him. In this way, God teaches us to love the little ones and the weak. In this way, he teaches us respect for children. The child of Bethlehem directs our gaze towards all children who suffer and are abused in the world, the born and the unborn, children who are innocent victims of war, children who have streets as their only home, children who are compelled to endure trauma caused by fighting between parents in the families, or by actual breakup of families sometimes. Children who have to beg in the streets. Children who are unloved. In all these, it is the child of Bethlehem who is crying out to us. It is the God who has become small, who appears to us. Let us ask God on this Christmas day to help us do our part so that the dignity of children may be respected. May all children experience the light of love, which mankind needs so much more than the material necessities of life. Let us turn again to the Christmas gospel of today. It tells us that after listening to the angel's message, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem." They went at once. End of quote. What had been announced to them was so important that they had to go at once. In other words, they made haste, these shepherds. My dear friends, in our daily life, it is not like that. For most people, the things of God are not given priority. And so, the great majority of us tend to postpone them. First, we do what seems urgent here and now. In the list of priorities, God is often more or less at the end. We can always deal with that later, we tend to think. The gospel tells us God is the highest priority. If anything in our life deserves haste without delay, then it is God's work alone. The rule of Saint Benedict contains this teaching: place nothing at all before the work of God, which you call the divine office or the breviary or prayer. For monks, the liturgy is the first priority. Everything comes later, and that's why they have the rule, ora et labora, pray first and then work. In its essence, this saying applies to everyone. God is important, by far the most important in our lives. The shepherds teach us this priority. From them, we should learn not to be crushed by all the pressing matters in our daily lives. From them, we should learn the inner freedom to put other tasks in a second place, however important they might be, so as to make our way toward God, to allow him into our lives and into our time. Time given to God and in his name to our neighbor is never time lost. Let the words of Origen help us to recognize the urgency with which we should meet Jesus, who has come down from heaven to meet us. I quote, "Indeed, what use would it be to you that Christ once came in the flesh if it did not enter your soul. Let us pray that he may come to us each day, that he may be able to say, that we may be able to say, I live, yet it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. End of quote. Yes, indeed, that's what we should pray for on this Christmas day. Lord Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, come to us. Enter within me, within my soul. Transform me, renew me, change me. Change us all from stone to wood into living people, in whom your love is made present and the world is transformed. Amen.